the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Well, thank you for being here. It's a passionate radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become what? Yes, the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. We're glad you're here. I'm Joe Galewski. To reach Dr. Mike on the phone, it's 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. A lot of folks like to email udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. If you miss an interview, you miss a segment, you miss something Dr. Mike talks about, radiomd.com. And thanks for being here, too. The agenda for the hour. At 20 after the hour, Dr. Gary Ginsberg, our toxicologist. Can we trust Green Seal to certify safer products? Green Seal. What state leads the way on new restrictions on groundwater? In groundwater, there's a state leading the way. Dr. G with the answer. And how about pollution control devices in ambulances, preventing emergency response? Dr. Gary Ginsberg at 20 after the hour. At 35 after the hour, we call it Straight Talk from the Docs with Dr. Mike and Dr. Arthur Perry. What's on the talk topic list today?
Well, there are two really good topics. One is, should you really wear sunblock? That is, should you get some sun every day, and what benefit does it have? Well, there's a new benefit out this week. I'm not going to tell you, other than it lowers your blood pressure. The other one is, should Medicare pay for surgery around your eyes, that is plastic surgery on your eyelids? And Medicare is now paying a tremendous amount of money for this. Is this justified? Should you have it? Is it a medical need? And Arthur's going to tell us all about it.
All right. State Talk from the Docs. Dr. Perry at 35 after the hour. We'll run now through some of the other top medical stories of the week, as we do every week. And Dr. Mike, you want to talk about the possible connection between pesticides and disease.
Right. This is with pesticides, and it's three specific pesticides, or one pesticide and two, if you will, fungicides that are highly linked to Parkinson's disease. So what we've learned now is Parkinson's disease has some prevalences when you use things that affect nerves. So it first came up when, obviously, they were trying to make some, if you will, methamphetamines way back in the 70s. They mismixed it, and a whole bunch of people got Parkinson's disease relatively rapidly. So we knew something caused the death of those dopaminergic neurons that also are associated with Parkinson's death. Well, now it turns out farmers with paraquat and fungus killers Meneb and Mucozeb have more than a 70% increased risk of Parkinson's compared to farmers who don't use those pesticides, or compared to the average Joe in the street. So this is a big deal, because you don't have to use those pesticides, and you as a consumer don't have to have them in your garage, don't have to use those fungicides. So what you want to do is make sure that you don't have paraquat or Meneb or Mucozeb near you at any time. Don't use them in your home gardening. And if you're going to use them, or if someone's going to use them around you, even if you're a farmer, make sure you wear double gloves before you touch them.
Like weed killers, those kind of things we use to...
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Clean up lawns from clover and weeds and those kind of things. In some areas of the world, for example, I think in Europe, weeds, clover is something they like. They like clover in their lawns and things, and some people get so obsessed with taking that kind of stuff out of their lawn that they get treated. They treat their own lawns. They have some commercial place come in to treat them, so... And they put the stick in the ground, right? Don't walk on the lawn for 24 hours. But I'm kind of suspicious about that time frame, too.
I am, too, especially because when it rains, you or with anything else, you think you're getting more stuff. So
right.
I am very suspicious of it, too, Joe. So your cynicism has spilled over.
What's a probiotic do, and what's the link to some antibiotics?
Well, probiotic is a healthy bacteria. That is a bacteria that replaces some of your own bacteria in your gut. You need about 3 billion of them, which is what you get in the average pill like Digestive Advantage or Sustenix, which are my favorite brands, or Culturelle. And they get through the stomach acid, and then they populate your gut, that is your abdomen, with healthy fat. And that healthy fat, I'm sorry, healthy bacteria, and that healthy bacteria ward off some of the bad bacteria. And in this case, with when you're being treated for an antibiotic, the risk of antibiotic treatment, let's say you're getting your sinuses and you get a broad spectrum antibiotic, is that you get something called Clostridium difficile, or a bacteria that is a superinfection. Well, it's been found that when you take your antibiotic, if you take a probiotic with it at the same time, you still get the antibiotic to treat, for example, the sinus infection, but the probiotic helps decrease the symptoms and maybe the rate of infection. It does it by 67%. So if there's a chance of 6 in 100 of people with an antibiotic getting this serious diarrhea and bacterial infection after a broad-spectrum antibiotic, that goes way down to 2 per 100, or 67% reduction if you take one of the probiotics with it, like Culturelle or Digestive Advantage or Sustenix.
Would a probiotic prevent an allergic reaction to an antibiotic?
No, it won't prevent an allergic reaction as far as we know. Many people think the severe diarrhea after an antibiotic is an allergic reaction. It isn't. That's just an effect of your wiping out your normal bacteria inside your gut, and a bad bacteria like Clostridium difficile, and it's probably called that because it grows so, it's so difficult to treat, but Clostridium difficile growing and causing the side effect. But an allergic reaction, something like a rash or swelling up or serious problem with breathing, that's not prevented by a probiotic as far as we know.
Yeah, as you mentioned, as I mentioned to you a couple of weeks ago, I took amoxicillin this past winter and developed a severe skin reaction, so a probiotic wouldn't help, but just avoid that form of antibiotic the next time
you have to avoid all penicillin drugs.
Yep. Oh, also all penicillin. Okay. All right. Better to walk or run, Dr. Mike, when we exercise. What's better?
Well, this is a great study that shows it's better to do anything, meaning walking and running both have benefits, substantial benefits. The running actually has an extra benefit that has just been found, and that is it decreases appetite. So people who did the same amount of exercise and then were put into a large buffet, the walkers actually ate about 50 calories more in the buffet than they had walked off, whereas the runners actually ate about 200 calories less. So running apparently has, and it did, they measured the chemical in their blood called YY, and this YY protein, or polypeptide YY, actually increased, which is a appetite-suppressing hormone. So somehow running has that extra benefit. But both of them lower blood pressure, both of them increase your health. So start with walking, or start with doing something. Anything is better than nothing. 10 minutes is better than 0 minutes. 30 minutes is better than 10, but 10 gets you something.
Is it possible for a runner to avoid knee problems, knee pain, and later on in life?
I worry about the arthritis, so you want to have an anti-arthritic diet, that is keeping thin and making sure your legs are aligned, and then the diet is omega-3s. The nuts, like walnuts, have most omega-3s in them. Salmon, olive oil. Omega-7s, you can get the purified form, you can get purified DHA, and olive oil to cook with. So use the healthy odd omegas as the mainstay of your diet.
Dr. G.
Yeah, supplements.
Okay. All right, thank you, Dr. Mike. Dr. G coming up, Dr. Gary Ginsberg. What's toxic, what's not? You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth, and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.